If it comes down to that this weekend, I feel really good. If there's 2 minutes and 7 seconds left and Russ Wilson's under center and you're down six because Tucker can't hit extra points anymore and all you got to do is go down there against the 32nd ranked pass defense in the NFL and put one in the end zone and you win the thing, I don't even know if I have to watch, Norm. Might just turn it off with the assumption being that Russell Wilson's going to get it done.
I mean, I think that we're in agreement that we believe that Russ could do that because he's not to be determined. He's not Jaden Daniels. He's not even, C.J. Stroud. He has done this before and multiple times, as you read off a bunch of stats and where he's listed. But let's flip it. How do you feel if it's Lamar Jackson?
Not great. Not great. If it's the exact reverse scenario, I don't feel good about that either. And I know people are going to say he's never won the big one. He's been bad against the Steelers, but the truly elite players get it done in crunch time. And the sample size against Pittsburgh is just not big enough for me to say he's going to always suck against them. And if I view it through the lens of, would I be worried if I were any other team in the NFL? And Lamar Jackson's got the ball with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left, down six. I would say, yeah, I'm deathly afraid. I don't feel like it's going to be a great finish for us. Yeah, I would not like that. Would you have faith in Lamar in that scenario?
Depending on what the scenario, like, do they need a field goal? Because that changes things now, the way Justin Tucker has been playing.
If this game comes down to a Justin Tucker field goal from 50 yards out, the Steelers are winning the football game.
Right.
And you flip it on its head, if it comes down to a Chris Boswell 53, 54-yard field goal down two to win the thing, you're winning that football game.
Right.
That is an advantage that they have had over every team in the NFL for a decade, and they don't have that anymore. The Steelers have the kicker advantage by a significant margin in this game. The only bigger gulf is between the Steelers' defense and the Ravens' defense. But the Steelers' special teams is better than the Ravens. The Steelers' defense is significantly better than the Ravens. And when you're a kicker and it goes, it's not like a quarterback. Like, we're talking about this two-minute thing. Like, even if Russ's physical skills diminish, he's not going to stop being clutch. He's not going to stop being smart, know where to go with the football. When you're a kicker and you can't kick, you just can't kick anymore. Like, it's not like there are other elements of your game. Like, you either can put it through the uprights or
right.
You can't.
Right.
And I think, I don't even know if it's a Yips thing. I just think it's an old thing. He's missed an extra point. He's 2 out of 5 from 50-plus. You used to close your eyes. You used to go get a beer when this guy would line up. Doesn't matter where he was.
Whenever they would cross the 50, I mean, like 3-4 years ago, when the Ravens would cross the 50, I'd be like, they're getting points.
Yes.
No matter what.
Every time.
Every time.
It was a cheat code. And they coached that way, too. Now, if you're Harbaugh and it's 4th and 1 from the 38, you used to just say, let's just take the free 3 points. Now you're going for it, which might also not be great because they got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, but you make a guy who I think sometimes flubs in-game decisions make more decisions. You don't have to make decisions when your kicker's automatic, but when he's not, now you do, and I like that element. Mike Tomlin only made one bad decision in the kicking game this year, and it was not letting Boswell kick, what was it, the 59-yard field goal against Indianapolis in the Dome. Come on now, Coach T, you should have let him kick the thing.